Sport on RTE Radio 1.
24 minutes to 9 and Des is back with the sports news. Good morning.
Good morning, Cara. Well, all the buzz about Bambi Thug making the Eurovision final helps people understand the joy in Dortmund this morning, because Borussia Dortmund caused a big surprise last night, and despite a very disappointing domestic campaign, they're now one game away from becoming European champions for only the second time in their history. Edin Terzic's side produced a superb team performance to beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0 in last night's semi-final second leg to complete a 2-0 aggregate victory. Dortmund are fifth in the Bundesliga, and they reached their third Champions League final after Mats Hummels' second half goal earned a 1-0 victory. Hummels heading home from a corner 5 minutes into the second half. Over the two legs, PSG hit the woodwork six times but failed to find the net. Goal scorer Hummels was very interesting afterwards about staying cool in these big occasions, and he couldn't hide his joy.
This is incredible. To be honest, it's hard to put in words. It's the best thing to do in football, the best thing to achieve, to reach the Champions League final in club football. It's my second time. It's something so very special to achieve, and that's what you work for, to be honest. That's what you work for every day.
Yeah. Tell me about your goal. It's a great moment for you, for the team. Takes a little bit of pressure off.
Exactly, yeah. It was good for that. It took a little bit of pressure. We knew, okay, now we have this... just a little bit of breathing space. Of course, you know, your opponents start to think, the crowd starts to think, they start to believe in not winning today. So it was, of course, a great moment for us, a great moment for me. I don't score that many goals, especially in the Champions League. So it was just the fifth one in my whole career, I guess. I'm really happy. That was an important one, still left on my head somewhere. It was a great cross from Julian, and sometimes it's just being about in the right position at the right moment. Yeah.
You were, and you seemed so calm. Were you calm inside?
Yes, inside. Yeah, that's what you train for. You know, you train for these moments. I had it in the warm up. I had a very similar cross, a very similar moment. So that's just, you train for not thinking about these moments in the game, so that they happen automatically. And that's what just happens in these situations.
I hope you have a happier trip to Wembley than the last one.
Thank you, and I hope so too, of course. But it will be great, but it will be still a tough task to fulfil. But thank you.
Yeah, Dortmund beaten in the final the last time 11 years ago. In the final, Dortmund will meet either 14 times champions Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. They clash at the Bernabeu this evening after a 2-2 draw in the first leg. At home, St Patrick's Athletic have begun the search for a new manager after the club sacked John Daly following a seventh defeat of the season. They slipped to seventh place in the table after a 1-0 loss to Sligo Rovers on Monday. It appears that ex-Ireland boss Stephen Kenny is top of their list, and amongst the other names being linked with the job, former Pats player Curtis Fleming, the current Waterford boss Keith Long, and former Sligo Rovers and Northern Ireland manager Ian Barraclough. Well, now rugby, and ahead of Saturday's big interprovincial clash between Munster and Connacht at Thomond Park, Connacht coach Pete Wilkins says his players are boosted in confidence by their recent victories. He says most of their group has experienced beating Munster before, and that breeds belief. So with three games remaining, how does Wilkins feel about Connacht advancing to the knockout stages?
Yeah, look, it's so hard to work out because I'm tracking it. I'm putting potential tables and potential results for all the other teams in that top eight, that top ten, and trying to do the maths, but it changes every single week. I think if we won two of these last three, I'd be confident we'd be where we need to be. If we won one and picked up some bonus points in the others, we'd be there or thereabouts. So, as ever, we'll do our very best to win this week and assess it again, but every time I have a target in mind, it changes by the following Monday morning, so that we'll keep tracking it. I think two wins would be great in terms of putting us in the mix, though.
Now, in Gaelic Games news, Kildare's Tailteann Cup game against Longford on Saturday will have a capacity of just 1,200 spectators, as they're using their training ground at Hawkfield to host the game. It's hard to imagine their support has fallen so much. Kildare are one of the favourites for the tournament, but Sligo's Niall Murphy is optimistic about his county's chances.
Great to play in the Connacht final, but look back into the Tailteann Cup now is sort of reset over the last couple of days and over the last week or so, and really looking forward to giving this competition a real good go. First up is Wexford at home. Played them a number of times over the last year, so we know he's going to turn quite well, and I think it'll be important to try and start the Tailteann Cup in the right way and get 2 points straight off the bat at home.
It's a great drama in the Electric Ireland Leinster Minor Football semi-finals last night. Longford, who trailed Louth by 5 points, came back to win it 11-10. And in the other semi-final, Kildare looked set for victory over Dublin. They led by 5 points with 3 minutes remaining, but Dublin snatched victory with two dramatic goals and a point in the closing moments. Finished Dublin 2-10, Kildare 1-12. Meanwhile, Kerry and Cork qualified to meet in yet another Munster minor final, Kerry beating Tipperary by 14 points, while Cork beat Clare by 113 to 8 points. In cycling, Jonathan Milan won stage 4 of the Giro d'Italia, seeing off his fellow sprinters in Andorra. There was no change in the overall standings. Tadej Pogačar maintaining his 46-second lead over Geraint Thomas. Ryan Mullen was among a group of riders 3.5 minutes down on Milan. Finally, racing, it's day one of the Chester meeting. Aidan O'Brien has two runners in the feature Chester Vaz, Agenda and the favourite Grosvenor Square. And there's also an evening meeting, Mary, at Goran Park.
And a sunny evening for it as well, Des. Thank you very much.